Welcome. You join us for worship on the week beginning the 7th of January 2021. Thank you for coming to worship together with us. Wherever you are, whether you're listening on the telephone or watching on your laptop, whether you're in the town of Kilmarnock where Kay Park Parish Church is, or indeed whether you are somewhere else in the country or the world. A particular welcome to the members and friends of St Kentigern's Parish Church and St John's on Thank who are with us today. During our worship together, we're going to share in communion. Of course, normally we would do that together in the church building, and it seems a little strange doing this separated. But if you would like to take part and you're not already prepared for that, then please just take a moment to nip away and get yourself a glass of water and a piece of bread, or if you've got no bread, maybe a cracker or a biscuit, and you can take part in the communion later on. Perhaps you'd rather just listen and watch, and that's absolutely fine as well. Let's prepare now to worship God together. We come together to praise God. How good it is to sing praises to our God. God heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. God created heaven and earth and calls us each by name. God sustains the humble, and we put our hope in God's unfailing love. We come together to worship.
Jesus calls us here to meet him.
Is from the New Testament of the Bible and Mark's account of the life of Jesus. Mark chapter 1 verses 29 to 39. Jesus heals many. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who were ill or demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons. He would not let them demons speak because they knew who he was. Jesus prays in a solitary place. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone's looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so that I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he travelled through Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and driving out demons. Amen. Thanks be to God for his word.
It's good for us to be able to join together and share in communion this morning. And you'll see behind me here those elements of communion, the bread and the wine. And to set the scene for us sharing in communion, some thoughts and brief thoughts about today's reading. It's a story of Jesus again. It's a story of how Jesus brings change and transformation. One of the things I love about our reading today is where we're told that Jesus went to someone's home and that he lingered in that home. And I think today that's particularly precious for us because we are at home. We're not together in our church buildings. When we share communion, we will not be able to pass that to other people. At the end of the communion, we don't share the peace with that hug or kiss or handshake that we usually would do. But Jesus lingers at home. And Christ is as with us here in our homes today as he would be with us when we gather in our church buildings. And that's a very precious thought to hold on to. Another reality from our reading this morning is that when Christ comes, he brings with him not only his presence, but he brings his healing. And we read of him taking a hand, holding that hand and bringing healing. Healing comes in many different ways in our lives. And at different times, we all need to know the touch of God's hand bringing us solace and healing. And as we share in the communion today, we are reminded of Christ's cross, of the Saviour who suffers on that cross, of the one who knows what it is to suffer, and the words of Scripture that by his wounds we are healed. So we come in our brokenness to hold his hand and to know his healing. And as we come around the table, it's also knowing that Christ has been before us, that he has walked where we walk, that he sets an example for us. And today we see that in his need to find time to pray and to be with God. And so now together in this time, we make that space to know God and to be strengthened in our life of faith. And so together now, we come to share in communion, to take bread and wine as Jesus first did, to bless it, to break it, to eat it, and to taste and to see that God is good. Let's hear again the story of how this all began. For on the night when Jesus was betrayed, he sat at supper with his disciples. While they were eating, he took a piece of bread, said a blessing, broke it, and gave it to them with these words: "This is my body, broken for you. Do this to remember me." And later, he took a cup of wine, saying, "This cup is God's new covenant, sealed with my blood. Drink from it, all of you, to remember me." So now we do as Jesus did and as he said. We take this bread and this wine, or those things that we have to represent them today, ordinary things and temporal, which God makes eternal. And through those, we have communion with one another and with him. And as Jesus gave thanks, so we now do so also. Let us pray. Loving Lord, we praise and thank you for your creativity in the world and your covenant with us. We thank you, generous Jesus, that as a baby you came into this world, that you lived and laughed, that in all humanity you surprised and shocked, worked and wept, suffered and sacrificed. We thank you, startling Jesus, that for us you rose from death and ascended into heaven, that in your grace and mercy you poured out your Holy Spirit upon us and pray for us always, and that you will come again in glory. So now, as we remember and recreate what you did in an upstairs room, we ask you to send down your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts of bread and wine and those things that represent them, that they may become for us your body, health, wholeness and holiness. Around a table among friends, Jesus took bread and he broke it. "This is my body, it is broken for you. Take, eat, and remember me." And all of us join together as we take and eat to remember him. And later, he took the cup of wine and said, "This is the new relationship with God, your birth through my death. Take this, all of you, to remember me." And so we drink from this cup, rejoicing in the love and forgiveness, the healing and the hope that we share together in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. The peace of the Father of joy, the peace of the Christ of hope, the peace of the Spirit of grace. We share that peace together now. May the peace of Christ be with you all. You might like to just place your hands like this and receive that peace of Christ. It was in an upstairs room where the disciples were locked into that room for fear of the Jews that Jesus came and said, "Peace be with you." The peace of Christ be with us all, this day and always. Amen.